Well, welcome once again, Westport, to me, Holly Brunette, and the Wired Willow Show. And a special welcome to Bernice Borman and Grania Fahey, sitting next to me. These two lovely ladies have already printed T-shirts of their show, The True and Sound Waves. That's how much they enjoy being on air. Today's their first live show. So hello, girls.
Hi.
Are you excited?
Very, 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 very nervous and very excited.
Well, good. And these two girls, Bernice and Grania, with The True and Sound Waves, will be with you in half an hour, so hold on to your seats. Our theme for this week is happiness. Everybody knows the importance of happiness. But I fear we've got to the point where we place too much emphasis on striving towards it that we forget to look behind us at where we have come. And we should stop to look closely at what it is we already have. Maybe it's just me, and please be sure that this is only my opinion on the subject. But I feel that we have started to fake it on Facebook. I feel that I can no longer compete with everybody I'm supposed to be friends with on social media. For a long time, I felt that if I did not go on Facebook every single day, that I was excluded from society. I felt lost and left out because everybody seemed to be having a great time, doing lots of exciting things. All the posted pictures were of smiley, happy people. Nobody seemed to be having a bad hair day. Everybody seems to be dedicating and sharing their amazing lives with me. While I was in my pajamas washing dishes and making sure that I did not fall over the dirty clothes on the floor. Hey, don't get me wrong. Facebook has changed my life. I used to have to write letters to 20 different people back home telling them about life in Ireland. And I had to make sure that every letter had different content. So if those at home got together, they would have different stories. So you can imagine how much time I spent in the evenings writing letters. Now I spend the same amount of time doing 100 catch-ups, and I can see what everyone back home is up to through photographs and short notes. And without worrying about disrupting them, I can leave them messages if need be, and they do the same. So, girls, how much time do you spend on Facebook?
I don't have a Facebook.
You don't have a Facebook account, Grania?
No.
Good, but you on Twitter?
Yeah, and I'm very rarely on it as well. I tweet about maybe once a week.
Oh, very good. And Bernice, how long are you on Facebook?
Well, normally I wouldn't have any time. I'd spend about an hour or two every evening after school and after my homework, but even during the summer holidays, I've been very busy, so I've had hardly any time to go on Facebook.
Okay, well, Facebook has changed our lives. Well, one day I realized that I'm bigger than the have-to-have-900-friends thing. I have 230 friends on Facebook now, half of which are family and the rest, all of whom I know and see regularly. The number has not changed in the last 4 years. I don't add anyone I don't know well. I'm not interested in them unless I deal with them regularly. I don't comment on the group pictures of night outs. I don't comment on the ones that tell us what they had for breakfast. And I can spot the needy ones who seem to spend more time posting about their lives than enjoying it. I'm fortunate to have a great life here in Westport, much better and carefree than if I had been a rich farmer's wife in South Africa. What good is money when you could get shot or killed for it? When you have to live behind burglar bars around your home and high walls and barbed wire and gated communities with armed response teams for protection. So trust me, I don't have to worry that stopping at traffic lights is a high risk of carjacking. My kids can play outside and jump on trampolines with the neighbors. And I sometimes forget to lock my car for the night. In the 11 years I've been in Ireland, I've seen crime increase just like it did when I was a kid growing up in South Africa. I give Ireland another 15 years to reach the levels of crime like SA. But for now, I revel in this freedom. I don't feel bad if I missed a few days of Facebook. I don't need to post every event on Facebook or notify Twitter about anything. I post pictures so that family can keep up with me. I never post anything if it tells me to share. If it is good enough, then they don't need to say it. I'll share anyway. But telling me to share something really gets my goat. I'm still up in the wee hours of the morning on Facebook and tweeting, don't get me wrong, but I find myself anxious and sleepy during the daytime. So I think to maintain my sanity, I should cut down on Facebook. What do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, there is a song by my niece, Candace Lotter, who, like so many South Africans, left a violent country behind them, and she's now living in London. This song is my favorite song of hers called Happiness.
Wanting what you got. Hi there, this is Norman Wiley, inviting you to keep me company on Saturday Songbook in our new time slot from 5pm to 7pm every Saturday here on Westport Radio, WRFM 98.2, or streamed live online at wrfm.ie. Whatever, you're always very welcome.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry.
Somebody once told me that the man who sang that song, Bobby McFerrin, had actually committed suicide. Well, that was a terrible rumor that until recently I actually believed. Bobby McFerrin is alive and well and is a 10 times Grammy Award winner. He is generously gifted and gives the illusion of polyphony by using his mouth and tapping on his chest. He's also capable of multiphonic singing. In fact, on the subject of happiness, he worked on a project with a musician, scientist, psychologist called Daniel Levitin in 2009. This was a 2-hour award-winning documentary about the human brain and music. Bobby McFerrin gives his creator credit for his gifting and acknowledges that happiness is maintained with God, who at any time can take everything away. It is a way of overcoming trauma through surrender to a higher power and without the help of conventional medicines. Here is a song he wrote called Spirit You All.
To the stage, a man who for decades has redefined the boundaries of music and pushed the limits of the human voice. Here to perform from his new album, Spiritual, 10-time Grammy Award winner, Bobby McFerrin.
Now, some of us might find a balance in happiness maintained by our religion, but what about our relationship with others? Friendship is number 2 on the list of maintaining happiness. As the popular song says, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. But controversy exists over what friends the Beatles were singing about. We don't need too many friends. In fact, an old study done in the 90s concluded that the more friends we have, the unhappier we are likely to be. Because so the study says, with loads of friends, we are swayed by too many opinions and never get to make the right choices. We also spend too much time trying to keep everyone happy. As someone once said, everyone needs at least 2 friends, one to talk about and one to gossip about. But that is just bad advice. Instead, here is a much better example of friendship by Carole King and James Taylor. And this one I'm playing especially for Norman Wiley. You Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing Oh, well, nothing is going right. Just close your eyes, thinking, 'cause then soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. It's winter, spring, summer, or fall. Really, all you've got to do is call. I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You've got a friend.
In the latest episode of The Circling Finn, Finn Keegan takes the long way home in the company of the world's most famous castaway.
One of the striking features of the novel Robinson Crusoe is that its eponymous hero doesn't speak a word to another human for more than a quarter of a century, a span that brings us almost 200 pages into the book before Man Friday makes his appearance and Crusoe's long solitude becomes significantly less absolute.
Ambition inspired his journey.
We swam with mermaids and we carried fabulous cargoes of silks and spices.
Nature changed his destiny.
That isolation, though striking, is hardly a surprise, since the one thing everybody knows about Robinson Crusoe, even if they have never read the book or seen one of the many film adaptations, is that he was washed up onto the beaches of an uninhabited island, where, by definition, human fellowship is impossible, especially when the only other visits are sporadic and made by cannibals. But think about the challenge Daniel Defoe set himself in writing a book about someone stuck in a place devoid of civilization or company. Unlike almost every other novel written, there is no lover or enemy, no parent or child, no teacher or rival with which the book's protagonist has to contest. The challenge for Defoe, then, was to keep the story interesting for readers, a challenge he rose to definitively, since the book was an immediate bestseller and brought to life a hero whom the whole world has heard of. How did he do it? Defoe achieves his goal in two ways. First, Robinson Crusoe is brilliantly and endlessly inventive in how he fashions a home out of wilderness. It is quite fascinating seeing him convert the void to fertile and productive habitation. He innovates endlessly, building and fortifying a stockade, cultivating vegetables and rice, eating rabbits and herding goats. In this aspect, the story echoes the Book of Genesis or Wild West movies and offers the same appeal of new worlds being created. And, like the settlers of the Wild West, Crusoe has to confront the fact that things are done quite differently than they were at home. Towards the end of his tenure, as he comes across the cannibal tribesmen from whom he rescues Man Friday, he does realize that it would be wrong to judge and execute them as downright evil for eating their fellow human beings, since nobody has offered them an alternative approach to treating of their enemies. As a metaphor for art, Robinson Crusoe's hard-working inventiveness has a certain power too, symbolizing the creation, step by step, of a world fit for readers to inhabit. There's nothing worse than a book where the writer has failed to imagine as deeply as they might have. Defoe's book is seen as the first English novel because his imagination is so novel. He threw himself into the thought experiment of what it would be like to be suddenly alone and with little beyond intellectual resources at your disposal. Secondly, Crusoe grows morally and records his thoughts and discoveries as he figures out his place in the world. Naturally, when first cast away, lone survivor of an appalling shipwreck, he curses his luck. Over time, he radically reconsiders his lot before coming to feel grateful for his lonely destiny. If all goes well in our lives, too, we find peace through how we come to understand the losses and disappointments with which life inevitably strews our path as time passes. If we mature at all, we all more or less undertake a stoic journey in life. And so Robinson Crusoe, like all great heroes, from Odysseus to Obi-Wan Kenobi, makes dignified peace with what he cannot overcome. But even when you have your philosophical armory in place, and presume Dame Fortune has finished throwing kitchen sinks at you, you can be caught unawares. Robinson Crusoe's most dangerous adventure turns out to be the journey from Madrid to Paris on his way home to London. Nowadays, that intercity trip is about as safe a journey as it is possible to take. The worst that might happen is digestive revolt if you switch too abruptly from tapas to escargot. But 300 years ago, you could easily lose your life crossing the Pyrenees. Running the cannibal gauntlet on an untamed tropical island turns out to be considerably less hair-raising or life-threatening than contending with packs of starving wolves in snowy midwinter. Crusoe's European journey reminds us how commonplace hardships we now remember only in our fairy tales have become. Outside of Iberia and its borderlands, wolves have vanished now from Western Europe, although Der Spiegel recently reported the first sighting of a wolf in Western Germany for 123 years. Unfortunately for the beast, that sighting was through the scope of a high-caliber rifle, out of which issued the bullets that struck it dead. Crusoe himself was no mean shot with the musket and pistols he rescued from the doomed ship he set out on. Man Friday, never having seen a firearm in action before, almost dies of fright from being rescued by Crusoe's massacre of his captors. But, in time, he too is trained in the use of the magical instruments and plays his part in defending Crusoe's party from the wolf pack of the Low Pyrenees. In the end, 60 of the creatures lie dead, and Crusoe carries on, brave, resourceful, and steeped in blood. You've been listening to an episode of The Circling Fin. Find out more and send me your thoughts at thecirclingfin.com.
And if you enjoyed this little visit to the world of Finn Keegan of sixpence.com, it will be repeated tomorrow on the Sunday Blues and More show with Daphne Mooney from 11 a.m. And of course, lots more from Finn next weekend here on WRFM 98.2 when he considers the destiny of chancers. Do they go further in life than perfectionists?
Did you know that there is someone in Westport who is in the happiness business? Yes, her name is Hilda Carroll, and she has a 3-week meditation course starting this Thursday from 7 p.m. So, if you want to manage your stress levels, reduce high blood pressure, improve sleeping patterns, feel calmer in crisis situations, or if you want to improve management of serious illness and or improve your immunity and overall well-being, then look up thehappinessbusiness.com. So, here's a few happy quotes to get you thinking. I came across this motivational speaker called Dennis Waitley. And I have to say that once again, this is only my opinion, but it is funny how one can make money out of talking. I wonder if motivational speakers practice anything they preach, and I would hate to be married to someone who always knew the right answers in an argument. But arguably, some of the greatest people have left us with a legacy of great sayings. Here is one by Lucille Ball. It's a great start being able to recognize what makes you happy. And this one by Mahatma Gandhi. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. But back to the motivational speaker, Dennis Waitley. He gives advice on many subjects, and what sets him apart from others, who I feel are a bit OTT, is this statement he made. Mistakes are painful when they happen, but years later, a cultivation of mistakes is what is called experience. And more good advice from Mr. Waitley is this. Failure should be our teacher, not our undertaker. And happy people plan actions, they don't plan results. And before I play a happy song, let me leave you with this one from Dennis Waitley. He says that to impart a lifetime of happiness to your children, then you have to give them the greatest gifts possible. The roots of responsibility and the wings of independence. And we'll hand you over now to those two lovely girls, Bernice Borman and Grania Fahey, with the Truan Sound Waves.
Let's get real. It's time for the Truan Soundwave Show with Bernice Borman and Grania Fahey.
Hey!
Hey!
What up? Welcome to the Truan Soundwave Show. I'm Grania Fahey.
And I'm Bernice Borman.
The theme for this week is happiness. So, this week we have some really funny news stories to talk about. We have a special thing we're calling The Adventures of Florida Man and some fun facts. So if you want to get in contact with us, you just have to email truantsoundwaveshow@gmail.com or tweet @truantsoundwave. So how's your week this week, Bernice?
Very good.
Any crazy stories?
Not really, no.
No?
It's been a quiet week. For me, at least. Normally, so far since we've
been quiet. Yes, I am entering the Young Guns competition tomorrow, which is going to be in the courtyard of this radio station. So if you want to check me out...
Yeah, sure.
So I think we should open the show with a very happy song. It's a really popular song. This is Pharrell Williams with Happy.
By the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a
Okay, so we're going to go into some news stories now.
33-year-old attempts to become Justin Bieber.
Yes, yeah, so this guy spent about £60,000 on plastic surgery to look like
money.
His idol.
Jeez.
So, first of all, wash.
That's not good.
All I can say is, you can be anything you want to be. You just have to believe.
Good one. If he looks up to Justin Bieber, he needs a different kind of surgery.
Yeah, because Justin Bieber hasn't really been the best person on the planet. He doesn't really get the Good Egg Award.
True, yeah. He's not a very inspiring person.
At least he doesn't look up to Shrek. Imagine that plastic surgery.
Oh, geez.
This is my swamp.
Someone's jealous.
A quote from a man before he was stabbed. So what are you going to do? Stab me?
Oh, dear.
The irony.
Oh, jeez. Goat accused of robbery. Well, that's bad.
I think you mean, well, that's bad.
Same thing. Same thing.
A woman at a red light was hit by a car driven by a chihuahua. That's a roller coaster from start to finish.
True.
Grand Theft Doggo.
Well, life is rough.
The dog should have paused. We're on a roll today.
Yeah. Puns keep on spinning.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention this. If you want to send in a text, you can just text the word studio followed by your message to 51444. So, yes, I think now it's time for another song, Bernice.
Yes.
This is a song by Florence and the Machine. It's called
Dog Days Are Over.
So now we're going to go into something else. This is called The Crazy Adventures of
Florida Man.
Dun, dun, dun. Bernice, would you like to read the first one?
I would like to, thank you. Florida man scared silly over baby alligator on doorstep.
Crikey. Florida man arrested for giving people wedgies.
Ouch. Florida man kills wife after she refuses to cook burger.
I wonder what he said to her before he killed her. You're meat! We have our audience laughing at us now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Niall.
Thank you.
Drunken Florida man flees police on horse.
On a horse.
You're going to arrest me? I say nay!
Yeah. Florida man enters wrong home, tries to kick everyone out.
All right, guys, you gotta get out. This is my home. No, it's not. You have the wrong address. Yes, but I have to kick you out so I do not look stupid. Please do it. It's like my mom's here. Florida man attacks tree women with a sword and a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay. That's nuts.
And the last one, my favorite.
Florida man busted in dinosaur smuggling caper.
There is no explanation.
No.
Yeah, that's just bizarre.
Completely.
Hmm. So, in other words, Florida is a crazy place.
Yeah.
It's wild. So I guess we should go into yet another song now.
Yes.
So, this is Muse with Feeling Good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new
And that was Muse with Feeling Good. Great band.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. So, but just once again, we are accepting all emails, all tweets, all text messages. Just send them in, even if it's just the word waffle 50 times. We will read it, and we will enjoy it. So I hope you're enjoying the show. First live show.
Yes.
The nerves are subsiding. So I think now is the perfect time for some fun facts. So just remember, we're on every week, 98.2 FM, on the Wired Willow Show.
Between the hours of 3 and 4.
Yes, Bernice, you're not going to be here next week, are you?
No, I'm gone for the next two Saturdays.
Oh my.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find a co-host.
That's going to be hard, because mm-hmm. there's not many people like us mm-hmm. out there.
Eleanor, I choose you.
Perfect.
That's settled. Now it's time for some fun facts.
Yes.
Okay. The Beatles had to stop touring because their music couldn't be amplified loud enough to play over the screaming fans.
Wow.
And that's what the future holds for One Direction.
Okay.
I don't make the rules.
Not good.
I'm a prophet.
It is illegal to release balloons in Florida.
What? Watch out, Florida man.
Yep. More from Florida.
Another rule for him to break.
Oh dear.
Da 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 da.
Let's see. Let's hope they don't burst him. Bad joke. Sorry, guys.
Wah, wah, wah. Kermit the Frog was originally a lizard. And what? Godzilla was originally a frog?
Oh, yeah, that must be it.
Inception.
Walmart's top-selling item in 2012 was the banana.
Actually, speaking of bananas, I attended a concert last March of a band known as Fall Out Boy, and while the bassist was saying, like, a speech, somebody threw a banana on stage.
Oops.
So, this bassist, name's Peach, and he's, like, looking at the banana, and he just goes, whoa!
Someone got good luck.
Ireland, you're crazy! And then he was like, I'm glad you threw that up. And he, like, points to the lead singer, whose name was Patrick, and he goes, he looks like he was low on potassium. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ireland for ya.
Yep.
But Walmart's an American shop. So, yeah. The youngest mother was 5 years old.
Whoa. That's messed up, man. That's messed up.
5-year-olds these days. When I was 5, I had a loving wife, 2 kids, a nice paying job.
That's scary.
5-year-olds these days.
Yeah. That's scary, though, because I've got a 5-year-old sister back at home.
Oh, gosh.
Shout out to Ruby. When caterpillars are placed in a circle, they will continuously follow each other around until they die.
Wow. Caterpillar see, caterpillar do.
Yes, exactly. Mm.
So, once again, thank you, so much for, if you listen to this week's episode.
Yes,
thank you. It's been really fun. So, this song was requested to me by my cousin Christina. Shout out. Mm. This song is by Codaline, and it's called High Hopes.
Broken bottles in the hotel lobby. Seems to me like I'm just scared of never feeling it again. But I know it's crazy to believe in silly things, but it's not that easy. I remember it now, it takes me back to when it all first started. But I've only got myself to blame for it, and I accept it now. It's time to let it go, go out and start again. But it's not that easy. But I've got high hopes. It takes me back to when we started. Of all the people who have come and gone, memories they seem.
so quick, but they leave you far too soon. Naive, I was just staring at the barrel of a gun.
Okay, so we have a couple more minutes to talk. So, yes, we in the heat of the moment, we looked up jokes, Irish jokes.
Typical Irish lucky jokes.
We have some one-liners. So, Bernice, how do you think you confuse an Irish man?
I have no clue.
Put him in a round room and tell him his lunch is in the corner.
That's a good one.
Knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad.
It's a vegetable.
Yes, and this is my favorite one. Back on the term of friendship, you want to do the honors?
Yes. A friend is someone that you can call to help you move. A best friend is someone you can call to help you move a body.
Sinister.
<Okay. laughs> What are friends for?
How'd you get an Irishman on the roof?
Put him on the roof?
Tell him his drinks are on the house. So, seriously, jokes.
Jokes, they're good.
It's the Irish way. Employee of the Month is a good example on how someone can be both a winner and a loser at the same time. And that's the same thing with joining book club.
Yeah.
Shout out to people that are in our book club.
Yeah, including Miss Lane.
Hmm. So we've actually had such a fun time this week.
Yes.
It's been crazy.
Well,
it's been wild. It's been fun.
It's been great.
I hope you laughed. I hope you cried. I hope you... hope you had a great time.
Yeah, and stay happy.
And so for our last song... This is by a band called Panic at the Disco. This song is called 9 in the Afternoon. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Back to the street where we began. Feeling as good as lovers can, you know. Yeah, we're feeling so good. Speaking of things we should. Where we began, feeling as good as love you could.
the way that we do when it's not in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You cook as you get, so you do. We're feeling so good. Back to the street, down to our feet, losing the feeling.